I am Stephen Fontana.
And I'm not Andy Acerbasis.
Let me do that again. No, he's not.
And I'm Tricky Mick.
There it is. And this is Nintendo Dual Screens Podcast Episode 17 for the week of October 9th. This week, we will be discussing the Nintendo World Championships. ARMS has a cool new fighter. And there's some Project Octopath Traveler news. And of course, we're going to get into the hype zone in a real hard way. All this and much more on Nintendo Dual Screens. Welcome, everybody, to Nintendo Dual Screens. This is episode, 18, presented by ProvenGamer.com.
That's not for what the agenda said.
Out there. Yeah, that's the text definitely still said 15, which is a little weird. For all you noobs out there here on NDS, Andy and I, but this week we have Tricky Mick filling in for Andy, who's a very, very sick boy. We go over the Nintendo news that you need to know. We'll have an open discussion about Nintendo's past, present, and future. If you want to be a part of the show, you could email us at nds@provinggamer.com. You could also join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Nintendo Dual Screens, where you could also be part of the conversation. Remember, please subscribe to the show on your various podcast services. Please rate the show, leave a review. It does help the show get in front of more people. And new to the opening little segment that we do here, Tricky, Proven Gamer is now on Patreon. We have launched a Patreon page.
What?
We have all, yeah. So we have all sorts of cool rewards, goals, all the stuff. They start at $1. There's a $3. It's $5. There's some higher tier, higher cost tiers. A lot of fun stuff. So if you can support us, please do go to patreon.com/provengamer. With that being said, Tricky.
You know what I noticed about the Patreon?
What's that?
Well, we have the four podcasts, and right. All four podcasts are now advertising the Patreon.
Right.
I noticed one thing when everybody talks about it, they always go, hey, we got the $1 tier, we got the $3 tier, we got the $5 tier, and we got higher tiers. Nobody will actually mention what the higher tiers are. It's like they're afraid to go, hey, we want you to actually give us some decent money instead of just a dollar. And in no way, shape, or form do I want anybody to like take that the wrong way. I'm not saying like a dollar doesn't mean anything because a dollar means a lot. But it's just like everybody's like, well, let's not mention the $100 tier because that might scare them away. Let's just say, hey, we'll get you in the door for a dollar. And then maybe in the future we'll pump you up.
Sure, sure. Give us a dollar. Give us a dollar. I only say it because I came up with the original pricing scheme, and then you changed it, and I don't want to be wrong on what you changed it to, even though I'm pretty confident that it's – I think it starts at 15 still.
20.
And I think – 20. See, I didn't want to say anything wrong. So, but there are higher tiers. There's like a 20 – what is it? 20, 50, 100?
Correct.
Is that what we're doing? 20, 50, 100. Okay, so there you go. There are some higher tiers. A lot of fun stuff. There's some extra podcasts that we would do, some YouTube videos, lots of fun stuff. So please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/provengamer. All right, so let's dive right in, Tricky. We always talk about what we're playing here on NDS. I will start off. I played a lot more of Golf Story, really having a good time with that game. It's a lot of fun. I don't know if you're into...
Can you tell me about Golf Story? Because when you say...
I absolutely can.
When you tell me Golf Story... Now, don't get me wrong, and this is probably where I'm going to show my ignorance with this. Golf Story... we've had a lot of golf stories lately. No pun intended. Between everybody's golf on the PS4.
Right.
We had the hidden golf game that's on the Switch. What is Golf Story?
Okay, so Golf Story is a... It's like a between an 8-bit and a 16-bit era type game. It's top-down, so it's like an RPG. It's almost like Pokemon meets Earthbound type vibes. So you basically you play golf, like that's the main mechanic, but it's kind of like play golf anywhere. It's an RPG, so you wake up and you're trying to right some wrongs, if you will. You're trying to prove that you're the best, you know, you want to make the pro tour, you want to be a pro golfer. The way the golf works, it's almost like top-down view. It's almost like golf for NES. It's very similar in that respect, that you're kind of just from top down, just aiming and trying to hit the, but there's really cool courses, a lot of hazards and stuff. You level up your abilities as you're going. There's, for lack of a better term, the towns are the different golf clubs, the different country clubs.
Wait. Say that again. I'm sorry.
So there's in an RPG how you have some towns and whatnot. What in the hell was that?
Sorry, I just turned on my Switch.
So there's oops. So where in an RPG there'll be towns that you go to, like in Pokemon, that you know Virilion Town and all that stuff. So instead of towns, they're country clubs. They're golf country clubs. So each country club or golf club has their own unique flavor to it. It's really, really unique. It's really cool. But there's side quests to do. There are some challenges for you. You have to find hidden switches to hit with your golf ball, do trick shots, stuff like that. And then it all culminates in playing the course for that club and trying to beat the course and then gain notoriety so that you can make the pro tour. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. Nobody really likes you at all. Everybody tears apart your whole game. It's really funny. It's really charming. And you level up abilities like your power, but when you level up your power, your accuracy goes down. So then you want to balance that by putting some points in accuracy and your spin, stuff, and I forget. There's four categories altogether, or five. And, you know, you find new clubs, you buy new clubs and stuff like that. And it's right now, the story's kind of unfolding before my eyes here. I just finished the second country club, is what I'm calling them. But it was like a prehistoric type town where there's like dinosaur bones and tar pits and stuff to hit out of. It's really, really charming. It is single player experience, so it's not like everybody's golf in that respect. But it is an arcadey type golf game. It is a lot of fun. I'm having a good time with it.
Okay, now my next Nintendo question for you.
Sure.
I own a Switch.
Sure.
I'm only playing the exclusives on the Switch.
Sure.
So I'm very interested in downloading Mario Odyssey.
Okay.
Why can't I pre-order this game digitally?
I don't know. It's a possibility that they'll let you do that a little closer to launch, maybe. Not sure how Nintendo usually does that. I'm a physical type guy. I like to buy my games physical. It could be. I don't think they've released the file size yet, how big the game is going to be. So that could be a reason why. It might be really big, and then they would have a problem.
Well,
so.
I'm telling you right now, because I heard the recent stories of that there are going to be games that are going to require a memory card.
Sure, yeah.
And if that's the case for Mario, I'm not buying Mario.
Yeah, it's most likely not going to be Mario. It appears to be the games that have modes that are not on the cart. It appears that those are the games that are requiring a memory card of some kind. But yeah, I don't know. I'm a physical media guy. I like, especially the bigger games. Smaller stuff, you know, $15-$20, I'll buy digital. But I just like to own the stuff if I'm going to spend that kind of money. So.
And I also just want to point out the fact that I cannot make a Nintendo ID on the Switch, and I can only do it on a Wii U or 3DS. Not making me happy.
I'm not sure what you mean. I think I made mine when I first booted up my Switch.
No, you merged it. If you had a 3DS one, you can merge them. But the problem is that I initially bought a 3DS for my daughter. And I made a Nintendo Network ID for me because I was buying games digitally for her on the 3DS. But now I can't use that Nintendo ID with my personal Nintendo account because our birth dates don't match. The way Nintendo does their online stuff is totally confusing to me.
I don't know. I haven't heard. No, nobody that I know has had anything negative to say about setting up an account, but most people probably have an account already from their Wii and Wii U and 3DS days. But
right, because they didn't buy one for their kid.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't imagine, you know, that you not being able to just start a new. Because I remember when you first started up, it says, "Do you have an account already?" So if you click no, I imagine it would take you to make an account.
Hold on.
I would assume.
Hold on. And we can pause the show. Since I'm editing the show, I can do this. Hold on. Let's see. Go to eShop. Hold on.
It took you a total of 4 minutes to derail the show.
I know. you know, the thing is, and I'm going to leave this in the show now. I find it funny that when I'm not hosting the show, I love to derail them.
Tricky, I know you've been knee deep in some PlayStation lately, and you haven't really been playing much on your Switch. You're waiting for that sweet, sweet Mario. So we will go right into the releases. Maybe there's something here that'll catch your eye. We have a really cool little game called 88 Heroes, the 98 Heroes Edition. That's coming to the Switch on the 10th. We have actually a few games coming out on the 10th. That game is actually really cool. It's a quirky little game where this guy called Dr. Hate H8, it's a lot of eights, sets an 88-minute timer, and you have to get through 88 levels, and each level requires like a different type of skill, and you have 88 heroes plus 10 of their friends with their quirky little superhero abilities to get through the levels and solve the puzzles and defeat the enemies type thing. It's actually pretty cool. Tiny Barbarian DX is coming on the 10th. That is a platformer hack and slash type game. I believe that is multiplayer. I do believe. I'm going to open that up while I go to the next one. Tohu Kobuto 5 Burst Battle is coming out on the 10th. I have no idea what that's about. It just has a lot of anime chicks on it. Like a lot. Like a lot? Like a copious amount of anime girls are on the cover of that. And then a game that I'm actually pretty excited for, The Flame in the Flood. I know this has been out on various other consoles, Xbox. I think it's been on PC for a while. It's a survival-type game, survive in the wilderness. It's really well done. I think that might be, after I finish Golf Story, might be the next indie that I dive into. We have Wolverblade also coming on the Switch. That is coming on the 12th, along with Flame in the Flood is also coming out on the 12th. So Tiny Barbarian DX, I want to go back to that. It looks like, yes, it is two-player simultaneous. So that means that you can slap your Joy-Cons off and play with a friend. It's really retro. It looks really, really retro, but it looks cool. Looks like a fun little game to dive into. Okay, so what else are we doing here? Wolverblade, right. Okay, so then that cute elephant game that we saw on the Nindies showcase a few weeks back, Yono and the Celestial Elephants. That looks like a Zelda-like type dungeon crawl, puzzle-solving type thing. Looks really cool. And that's really it for the week as far as Nintendo's releases go on Nintendo.com.
Woohoo!
Wolverblade. Well, I just opened it up. That actually looks really cool. Looks like a little beat-em-up type game. Very Flash type art style. Looks interesting. I think I did see this at the Nindie showcase, so if you are interested in playing something like that, please to enjoy. Feel free. That's going to bring us to the Nintendo News Report, but first I would like to thank our sponsor, Amazon.com. Amazon.com is a sponsor, and they're like a website. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. You could type in Amazon.com and like see what they're about, but if you do know what Amazon is, if you go to ProvenGamer.com and you click on an Amazon.com ad on Proven Gamer, do your shopping like normal, and Proven Gamer gets a little kickback, so it really helps us out. Also, if you happen to have Amazon Prime, you could throw the Proven Gamer Twitch channel a Twitch Prime subscription. And right now, for the next, I believe, one more week, I think it was till the 16th, so I think it's one full week, they're doing their September promotion where your whatever tier you pick is going to be half off. So it's really a good time to jump in. So if you go to link up your Amazon Prime with your Twitch Prime and then go to twitch.tv/provengamer and throw us your subscription. It would greatly appreciated.
Should I buy Golf Story?
If you like golf and you like light RPGs, I mean, it's really charming and it's a lot of fun. I think you would enjoy it.
How hard is the golf?
It's not hard at all. Well, it's not hard at all with the first two courses. I don't know what happens further down the road, but the thing that I really like about it is that it's moving very quickly. There's not an overwhelming amount of shit to do. It's very, you go to point A to point B, but in order to get to point B, you just have to do these little things to get a certain item that'll unlock the next part of the story. So it seems like it's not going to be, you know, bog you down, and the gameplay is a lot of fun.
Okay.
All right, so that is going to bring us to the Nintendo News Report. I'm going to use my phone to read this stuff because every time I open up too many too many tabs, my computer crashes. So my computer is a real good computer. It's wonderful. I really like it. So the first bit of news. Hang on. Fear Effect Sedna is coming to the Nintendo Switch. So my friend Zach came together and pulled a lot of news together for us for this show, because Andy usually does the news.
Is that super
very,
fan
very
Zach?
He is. He's a super fan. He's Andy's very very sick. I believe he went to the ER today. So I'm wishing him well.
Did he come down with a case of anal glaucoma?
It's close, very close.
You know what anal glaucoma is, right?
Anal glaucoma. It's when you can't see your anus. I don't know.
Very close. Anal glaucoma means I just can't see my ass going to work.
Nice.
I'm going to keep derailing the show just to keep it entertained. Because I'm clearly not as entertaining as Andy is. So I got to crack stupid jokes.
All right. So according to Fear Effect's Twitter, it has been announced on the official Fear Effect Twitter that the Fear Effect Sedna, the upcoming strategy game set with a grim CD universe, will be coming to the Nintendo Switch. The new title, developed by indie outfit Sushi and published by Square Enix, is currently in development for current-gen consoles and PC. The motley crew of Hannah, Deke, Rain, Glaz, and some goatee hipster will travel the world embarking on what could only be assumed as a series of shady deeds and undertakings. So it's a real-time strategy title from the Fear Effect group. So that's interesting. Whatever the Switch can get, I'm all for it. We have... I don't know if you have... Did you play Fear Effect at all? Were you a Fear Effect guy?
I don't think I did.
Fear Effect... I'm not one for the spooky type games. I know that it does have a lot of fans. But yeah, it's definitely not for me. All right, so we'll just move along. If that's something you're excited for, let us know. ARMS version 3.2 is arriving this month, and we are getting a new fighter. Looks like we are getting a character who looks a lot like Springman. It's really hard to tell what's going on in the trailer, but the trailer is out there if you want to look at it. He almost looks like a Bizarro Springman kind of crossed with like Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. It looks really cool. He's all dressed in red. He's got glow in the dark eyes. ARMS has fallen to the by the wayside for me. I haven't played it in a while. I played a couple of matches with my cousin, but I haven't really played the single player or online in a very long time. Unfortunately, it's just the way the cookie crumbled with me. I'm more of a single-player type guy. Fighting games usually don't do it for me, but yeah, new fighter is coming.
Sweet.
Yeah. I like when they add stuff like that. It's always good to support games with free updates like that. All right, we're going to move all right along. We're going to move quick.
I'm sorry, I'm just not...
No, this is fine. This is good. These are the quick hits. We're going to have a lot to talk about, trust me. These are just the little, like, interesting little news bits, things that are getting updated. Another bit of news is it looks like Dragon Quest XI for the Switch is being built using Unreal Engine 4 and will be likely based on a port for the PS4 version, which is pretty interesting given that there's a lot of talk about how the Switch is underpowered and that, you know, PS4 games shouldn't be able to be ported down to the Switch. But since Square Enix is talking about bringing Final Fantasy 15, it looks like they're also looking to bring Dragon Quest 11 proper without really making many concessions on that. So let's see. We're going to look at... This is according to Nintendo Everything had this little bit of news. Let's see. This is from the Unreal Fest, I believe, is happening. Okay, Hori basically said that Dragon Quest XI for Switch is developed with the Unreal Engine. He questioned if it was okay to say this with producer Yosuke Saito, joking that maybe it's a 2D version made with the tech in order to blur the clarity of what Hori said. That's funny. So again, poking fun at that. But the programmer noted that it's likely the PS4 version. Unreal Engine 4 supports Switch from version 4.15, but Dragon Quest XI was developed under 4.13. So they're going to have a little work ahead of them. Again, this is all mumbo jumbo to me. I don't understand a damn thing. However, I do know Unreal is a pretty well... What's the word I'm looking for? It's a popularly used engine. So if they could get this to work, that would spell good news for all. Here's a fun bit of news, Tricky.
Sure.
It looks like Splatoon 2's next Splatfest is going to be a little spooky.
Spooky?
Oh, how yeah, so? So it's going to be pitting vampires against werewolves. Are you team vampire or are you team werewolf?
I'm team Edward.
Team Edward, which he was a vampire, is that right?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, all right, so you're vampires. I also believe that I am vampires, but only because the worst, like the most evil vampire, I mean, it's Dracula, and I really don't think it gets any more evil than that. I mean, he's pretty bad.
I want to drink your blood.
Yeah, he was a real bad man, and werewolves are just animals. Like, it's just the dude that's like, oh man, I cursed, and now I'm a animal. Woo! So, I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot more sophistication and class when it comes to a vampire over a werewolf. I mean, you basically have half werewolf in your house every day.
Yes, I do.
She just doesn't turn into a human. It's really the only difference.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the goddess.
Maybe that's the other half.
I'm not,
Don't say it.
I'm just glad that...
Leave it alone.
I'm just glad she's ignoring me right now.
So, another bit of news. It looks like Octopath Traveler may have sneakily been delayed as their official page for the game has removed the coming in spring 2018 tag. So, it's no longer specific to spring 2018. I don't know if that actually means it's being delayed, which would suck. The demo was really good. Looks like it's going to be a really good game, but maybe they got some feedback and they realized, okay, we have some work to do. Let's not rush this thing out. I don't know. Game delays are always a hit or miss with me. Tricky, what are your thoughts on game delays?
Personally, like, they suck because I want to play the games, but I don't ever bitch about them because if there's being delayed, then hopefully they're delaying it so they could fix it. And I'm perfectly fine with that because I'd rather a game came out and be good than have to try to fix it.
Yeah, I'm on the same path with that. The only delays that I don't like hearing about are the crowdfunded games that say, you know, they make $1 million, $2 million, $3 million. They're 400% over what their goal was, and they can't get the game out in 3 years, like Mighty Number 9, like stuff like that. It's just, and then it comes out and it's garbage. So it's those kinds of delays are the ones that I hate. But I understand when there's delays. Blaster Master Zero is celebrating 110,000 downloads with some free DLC.
Sweet.
Yeah. So it seems like this is from Destructoid, is where I got this article from. Indie Creates seems to have everything together. They have their pedigree, blah, blah, blah. Let's get the flavor text out of here. All right, so Okay, so the new update is coming this week, actually. It came out on the 5th, so that's cool. In addition to the boss rush, there's also a new true co-op mechanic, as well as some more save slots. To kick off the update, they shared a new piece of art, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, it's pretty... I mean, it's art. It's really nothing crazy. But you're getting a boss blaster mode is going to be added to the game. Co-op boss blaster mode is added for the Switch only, the Switch version of the game only. Another one for the Switch only is the save slots have been tripled. And then there's a EX characters can now use the call Sophia ability. I don't know what that means. I have not played this game. I'm sure Andy will have something to say about it next week. But good news.
I just want to say downloads. To Master Blaster Zero or Blaster Master Zero. Mm-hmm. I saw the devs at PAX East.
Okay.
And if they're listening to this episode, I'm still waiting for my review copy.
Oh snap!
That's all I'm saying.
Oh snap!
It could be
still waiting.
It
on
could
the
be 110,001 downloads, but you know. Hey.
Tricky, did you watch the Nintendo World Championships?
I did not. And truth be told, I actually tried to send you and Andy there.
Yeah.
But Nintendo never got back to me.
Yeah, it happens. I would have loved to be there. It seemed like a really cool event. But the biggest thing to come out of this, I did watch some of it. I did not get to watch all of it.
Did they reveal Super Mario Bros. 4?
No, but you're close. The championship match was decided with a never before seen Super Mario Odyssey level.
Wow.
Yep. So the these players, Thomas G and John Numbers, it looks like they competed in a level and a boss fight for a unseen level of Super Mario Odyssey.
Now, the question is, did they see it prior to the championship, or did they have to learn on the fly?
They had to learn on the fly.
That's... It was never seen. That's good. Because that will teach skill right there. That will show skill.
Now, it was noted that for a, like, half a second, this level was seen in one of the sizzle trailers, but, like, only for, like, a half a second did you see anything that had anything to do with this level, so it was kind of hard to tell... You know what it was from, but it looked like a snowy type level there, snowy type boss. Actually, no, not snow. Looks like some sort of temple type thing. I don't know, like Legend of the Hidden Temple type stuff. Really cool. If you want to check it out, go to Nintendo's official YouTube page. They have the World Championships broken out there for you, so you can take a look at them. It was really cool. It was really well done, Tricky. It was a lot of fun. There was one level that I caught where they had to compete in the one of the mining cart levels from Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Okay.
And it was whoever could get to the end of the level the fastest. And, or like they had like 4.5 minutes to do it and only one person finished it. And they had to take two to move on. So they had like a sudden death. Whoever could get the furthest without dying was going to move on. It was really funny just watching them die over and over and over again for 5 straight minutes. They just, it was some of the worst Donkey Kong Country playing I've ever seen in my life.
So clearly they just didn't know what they were doing and don't deserve to win the championship.
Well, that's the cool thing about the Nintendo World Championships. You never know what game you're going to play. So a lot of these kids, one of these kids was like 12. It was pretty cool. It was funny. There it is. Tricky has downloaded Golf Story, ladies and gentlemen. I have convinced him. I have
not
convinced him.
Technically, you didn't convince me. I was just dying to play something on my Switch, and it was only $15.
Yeah, you're going to like it. I really do think you're going to like it. So to cap off our news, we do have some more news about Super Mario Odyssey and something that I believe will please Tricky greatly. Super Mario Odyssey's amiibos will not unlock anything special, any secrets, any additional stuff, nothing. Nothing will be unlockable without the amiibos. So
wait, nothing will unlock without them, or nothing will unlock with them?
nothing will unlock with them.
Okay.
So, at least there's that. That's a good thing, right?
Well, I mean, listen. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that. Because, you know, every time I come on the show, I spew nothing but hate. So, I'm trying to go one episode without spewing hate.
Well, you're not the only one that's spewing hate about that, though. Because the tagline on this article from Destructoid about this thing is, "What a novel concept." So, you're not the only one that has some venom to spit towards Nintendo's way. Well, that's it. That's it, Tricky. That's going to take us out of the Nintendo News Report. But before we get into this week's Hype Zone, would you mind telling the listeners about Extra Life?
Yes, Extra Life is a online charity started by Jeremy Doc Adams. It is a 24, sometimes 25-hour marathon of video game playing to raise money for the Children's Medical Network Hospital. I myself, and I believe Steven as well, created accounts. Yes. And we are raising money for the Cohen's Children's Hospital of Long Island. Every year we do this. The first year, if you guys are not aware, that all the money did go to one hospital in its inception. That was the Texas Children's Hospital. And they raised $179,000. And that was by 13,000 gamers. In the years to come forward, it has gone up every single year. And last year, worldwide, with gamers earning money for their local hospitals, now they have raised $9.2 million, which is just impressive.
Incredible stuff.
Again, this year it is November 4th. You can sign up by going to extra-life.org and join a team. And you can also join, you can also make your own team. And if you want, you can surely join the Proving Gamer team. Now, one question I get often, Steven, about joining a team on Extra Life.
Yes.
If you join the Proving Gamer team, does that now mean that you are raising money for our hospital? And the answer is no. You can be a member of the team and still raise money for your local hospital. For perfect example is Jeremy from the Smart Marks podcast. He is raising money for his local hospital over there in New Mexico, and he's still a member of the Proving Gamer team. So it doesn't matter where in the country you live, you can earn money for your local hospital, but coming under the Proving Gamer name just shows the internets that Proving Gamer is badass.
Exactly. It's a really, really cool thing to do. Gamers from around the world unite during these events for this cause. It's super positive. There's no venom being, you know, thrown around. There's a lot of venom around the internet, but at this time, it's almost like Christmas for gamers, where gamers can be Santa Claus. It's really, really cool. All right, man. So yeah, you could go to, what is it, extra-life.org.
That's correct.
And sign up. Do it. You could also go to provinggamer.com and click on our little box there, and you could donate to our team if you'd like. But Tricky,
yes sir,
that is going to take us into the Hype Zone, and boy, do I have a doozy for you.
You know, am I going to get hyped?
I think you are.
Because I don't get hyped.
Let me ask you something.
I stay hyped.
Oh, you don't get hyped. Yeah, you're in the permo Hype Zone. Let me ask you this, Tricky.
Yes, sir.
Are you putting up a Christmas tree this year?
That is a very good question.
Probably. I know you just moved.
Yes. Well, no. That's
and you have the dog now.
Yes. And the question is, in the previous place, I knew exactly where to place the Christmas tree. I hadn't even thought about that. Like, where do I put a Christmas tree? Yes, a Christmas tree will go up.
Will go up. It will also go up in our house. Now, the reason why I ask that is because I have some breaking news on the Nintendo / Christmas front. Now, everybody's going to be rushing during the holiday season to be getting themselves a Nintendo Switch. We all know that's going to happen. But what you don't know is that people are going to be rushing to the Hallmark store to grab exclusive Nintendo Christmas ornaments.
What?
That's right. Hallmark is now selling Yoshi and Luigi Christmas ornaments.
They just like the color green or something?
They're not giving us Mario. Nay. Not Mario. They're not giving us Link. Nay.
They're not giving us Zelda. Not Peach.
Nope.
Not Daisy.
No.
Not Toad.
No.
Not Bowser.
Nope.
Not Birdie. Bowser.
Nope. Not even Birdie.
I'm running out of names here.
We are getting Mario's younger brother, presumably younger brother.
I think he's actually the older brother.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Semantics. Now they're not even fucking plumbers anymore. It doesn't matter. Luigi, who's punching a question mark block with a coin coming out of it, looks really cool, like really slick. And Yoshi looks like he's doing a little dance on some bricks. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hallmark, you don't understand, Tricky. I've been waiting my entire life for the Hallmark store that's about five blocks up on 11th or 10th Avenue. I have been dying, absolutely dying, for that store to have something that I actually want to buy. And it looks like we're finally getting it.
I'm looking at them. They're cute. I don't think they're worth the price they're asking for them. Which is,
I think they're worth any price. I would pay $1,000.
See, the problem is, I know you're trying to be hyped, and I know you're trying to be hyped, but I cannot be hyped about this.
Listen, we are in the hype zone, Tricky. You don't really have a choice.
Well, I'm always hype, but this, I don't know. I mean,
listen,
look,
they're
nice.
Only $15.
Yes, they are $15. They are nice, but you know what? I'm not being negative.
What you're not understanding is that these are Christmas ornaments, Tricky.
I understand.
They hang on a Christmas tree.
But neither one of them are dressed in any kind of Christmassy way. I mean, they have.
Well,
the green,
we don't.
They
we don't.
The green
no,
on.
No, no. We don't want to offend the people who celebrate, you know, Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and whatever the hell else is being celebrated during the holiday season.
That is true.
You know, so if you want to hang this from your dreidel or your menorah or whatever else, I'm not making fun. I'm stating fact. These beautiful holiday ornaments can be yours for just $15. I mean, that it's honestly, you have the Switch, you have the Nintendo Switch for the holiday rush, you have Mario Odyssey, and you have now holiday ornaments by the Hallmark store. You can get them now. They're available right now, Tricky.
All right, and the Luigi one is only in stores, correct?
I believe so. Yes. Yep, only in stores. Yoshi, you can find online. It's incredible news. Incredible news. See, they just keep coming in. They just keep hitting home runs, Tricky. That's what it is. Nintendo is just hitting it out of the park.
I am fully hyped now.
You are hyped as F. All right, Tricky. I have some reader mail, some listener mail, rather. That's going to be our topic because it could be some spirited debate happening here. So let me pull up some of those messages. And we'll get started. You're never going to guess who the first one is from.
Kali.
Negative. It is our superfan, Zach.
Oh. You know what? I should have known that.
So, Zach writes, what is one game, so one game from each of us, that we want to see brought to next year's Nintendo World Championships?
What game do I want brought to Nintendo Championships? Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, so you're going like total esports on that one.
Well, I'm saying it for two reasons. One, because I think it would be a good competition. And two, you know that there's a Smash Brothers coming for the Switch.
Well, I sure as hell hope so.
So, it's more of a hope that they get it out in time.
I would like to see the last chunk of the Master Sword Trials. Like that last really tough bit of the Master Sword Trials. Everybody starts on the... Or, you know what? Eventide Island. Have you gotten to that part in Zelda?
No,
Breath of the Wild?
No, because I have a sad story.
Uh-oh, you lost your save, didn't you?
No, I didn't lose the save.
Oh.
I lost the game.
Oh, even worse.
I have two copies, or excuse me, two cases for my Switch. One came that I bought, and another one that I bought, well, that I got when I got the Master Sword Collection for Zelda.
Right.
And my daughter, my loving daughter, who I love very dearly.
Yes, we do.
Decided to take Zelda out because she wanted to play 1-2 Switch because I bought it for her.
Right.
She put the game disc somewhere, which I told her to put it into one of the cases.
Right.
And it's not in either case. So there's a chance it's in a box somewhere. But this is why I don't buy games physically. I buy them digitally. So I don't have this problem.
This is a bad thing. This is a bad thing. Well, Eventide Island was a little island that you land on. Spoiler alert for Breath of the Wild. But you land on the island. As soon as you do, you're stripped of everything. You're basically just running around naked. And you have to solve the island to get your stuff back. So I think that would be a really cool challenge for people to do. See who can complete Eventide Island in the fastest time. To answer your question, Mr. Zach. Thanks for the question, man. I appreciate it. We do have two more questions that were from in our Facebook group, which, of course, you can join at facebook.com/groups/NintendoDualScreens. Oh, maybe I think we may have another question here. Oh, my Lanta. Look at this. We have all sorts of questions here. Okay.
Did you just break out DJ Tanner from Fuller House? Is that really what just happened?
You don't know what I'm about. I'm all about this life.
I'm a Fuller House fan myself, so.
Tricky, what Wii game, this is from Andrew, we're going to leave the last names out, but this is from Andrew. What would you like ported, what Wii game would you like, Wii specifically, game would you like ported to the Switch?
What Wii game would I like ported to the Switch? Can I choose to?
Sure.
I'm going to say both Zelda games.
Yeah, that was going to be my answer too, but my other answer was going to be the Metroid Prime trilogy. That obviously went over to the Wii U as well, but I think that would be really useful on Switch.
The only reason I say both Zelda games is I'm a big Zelda fan. Even though I shit on Breath of the Wild, and it's definitely not a better game than The Last of Us. I did not get a chance to play either one of those games because I never owned a Wii U.
Right.
So I would like to play both of those games.
Me too.
Just to show you how big of a Zelda fan I am, I talked earlier in the show about I bought my daughter a 3DS. And the game she wanted to play in it was Hello Kitty, which I gladly took. And then for buying a 3DS, they gave us a free $5 credit to play to buy something in the eShop. And I stole my daughter's $5 and downloaded the original Legend of Zelda.
All right, well, listen, Zelda's one of my favorite as well, although I do miss a lot of those games. Just because sometimes I just never get around to playing them. I did play Twilight Princess. I didn't like Twilight Princess, but I think that's because I was playing it with that stupid waggle, and that just drives me nuts.
The best part about that game is my mother, who I bought a Wii for, and I bought her a Wii U as well. The best story is I went over to my mother's house one day, just surprised, and I didn't tell her I was coming over, and I walked in the house, and there is my mother and my stepfather. My mother's playing Zelda, and my stepfather is online, who I have to say is not technology certified, for lack of better terms, and he's Googling how to be the boss. And my mother and my stepfather are yelling at each other, hurry the hell up, get this done. He's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking for. And I walked into the house, and my mother just looks at me. And this look on my mother's face is like so relieved, like, oh, thank God you're here. You can tell me how to do this. And I looked at her and I said,
precious moment.
And I said, Mom, I've never played this game. She goes, no, but you know how to Google.
You know how to play the other game.
I said, okay, Ma, just let me know what you need me to do.
All right. In that spirit, what game on 3DS would you like over to the Switch?
I'm not qualified to answer that because I don't really play any 3DS games.
Well, I'm going to say Samus Returns because that's the only reason why I haven't played it is because it's on 3DS and I would really like to play that on my Switch.
You don't,
so that's going to be my
answer. You don't
own
a 3DS?
I do. I just don't own Samus Returns.
Gotcha.
And I have this weird thing. Like, I just don't want to buy games for the thing that I... When I have the new thing, I don't want to buy something for the old thing.
You don't want to buy things?
Yeah, I don't like buying things.
Thing one, thing two.
This is from Daniel. Do you think Mario Odyssey could make it into the Game of the Year discussions?
I answered this on Facebook.
Yes, I do know. I do know that you did that. But for our listeners, I absolutely think it can. I think it will. I think the issue that you're going to have with... I think Mario and Breath of the Wild could both lose Game of the Year because they are going to split first place votes.
See, this is the problem, okay? And I'm going to go up on my soapbox for a second here, so...
Get up on there.
Okay. Here is my problem with Game of the Year discussions. And this mostly stems from the Game Awards.
Okay.
I do not believe there should be a Game of the Year discussion until the year is over, and at least... Not until January, but really February is when we should have Game of the Year discussions. Right. And I say that because there are often times where the new hotness gets overhyped and is in people's minds, and then they forget what games they played. So, in the case of Mario Odyssey, it's coming out October 27th. Game of the Year discussions are going to start early November and go into December. And then towards the end of December, we're going to hear, oh, this is the Game of the Year. Meanwhile, you have to look at really like the discussions of, is Zelda Game of the Year? A lot of people would say yes. Is Horizon a Game of the Year contender? A lot of people would say yes. But is now, because Mario is the new hotness at the time, are both of those games going to be overlooked because Mario Odyssey is the game that everybody's highly anticipating?
Well, I think that, you know, the same could be said for, you know, the next Call of Duty game or the Star Wars game, you know, Battlefront and whatnot, Destiny 2. What I think is going to happen is I think your strong number three, like the third one that's not Zelda or Mario, you know, probably Horizon, if I'm being honest, I think that has a way better chance than if it was going up against just Zelda or just Mario, because so many people are going to put Mario and Zelda at one or two, and one or two, and one or two, and one or two. And that third place vote, you know, Horizon could get plenty of second place votes. And, you know, I know a lot of publications do it that way. They ask for your top 10 and then they rank them from there and then they cut some and then re-vote and stuff like that. I don't know how the Game Awards does it, but I know that holds some weight. What I would do to revamp it, Tricky, on top of what you say, because I do think that's valid, but what I think they should do is they should do the Game of the Year on each platform, and then each winner on those platforms goes against each other for a Game of the Year. So you can't have a Mario and a Zelda in the same conversation for Game of the Year. It's whichever one is the best of their console. That's what I would do.
See, another thing that I'm going to get to with the Game Awards is... In past years, and I don't remember the exact instance, but there was a game that won Game of the Year and was nominated in a lesser category other than Game of the Year. And I'm not saying lesser as in, like, it's not as important. I'm just saying it's not Game of the Year. And let's just say it was Best Action Adventure Game.
Right.
It didn't win the award for Best Action Game, but it wins Game of the Year. How is that possible? Because if it's Game of the Year, then it should win all lower awards Because it can't be game of the year if you said that another game was better than it.
Well, not necessarily, because a game can be more than just action. You know, it could be better at... for example, The Last of Us is a masterclass in storytelling, but it's not a masterclass in its gameplay. So, but it's still a game of the year because of what it, how the impact that it had from its perspective of storytelling and its world building and stuff like that. But, you know, another game could do shooting and exploration better than it and you know, and actually be a better action game or whatever. Or there may, it may be up for a horror, you know, maybe like a horror genre game, but get beat by, you know, Until Dawn or whatever, you know, if they were came out in the same year, you know, stuff like that. So I think that you absolutely can win lesser award. I mean, there, I mean, if you look at movies, there are movies that clean up on the secondary categories. They have the best FX, they have the best music, they have best supporting actor, they have the best actor, but then they don't win best picture.
And so I think that's BS.
Well, the sum of all the parts don't necessarily make the piece of art any better. Sometimes you could have an individual piece of the game or the movie or the song or the music or whatever. An individual piece can be far superior to everything else, but as a whole, it could be less than its counterparts. So that would be the counter argument, I guess, to that.
You're being an advocate to my devil right now.
I am. I'm being an ad. Why? This is from our own Joseph. I don't know if he says his last name on their show. I don't remember.
He does not.
He does not. So this is from Joe. Why did Nintendo send Fire Emblem Warriors to die by releasing it the same day as Mario Odyssey? Shake my head.
Because Nintendo hates their fans. Sorry, it had to come out. Nintendo hates their fans.
I think it's just because they think that the same audience isn't buying both of those games. That's my opinion. Or if you're a super fan, you're going to buy both anyway. I mean, yeah, I don't... The self-sabotage thing, it happens all the time. Didn't it happen last year with... oh, what games was it? Was it... was it Battlefield? Didn't that come out the same day as something else? Another no. EA game?
Like, oh, yeah. Battlefield came out the same day. I don't know if it was the same day or the same week as Battlefield and Battlefront came out, like, right next to each other.
Yeah, it was it, like, oh, okay. Like, what? Like, in that case, you're the same. Like, whatever. I don't know. That's just... Sometimes companies just hate themselves, and they don't like money, and they just want to just poop money on the ground and not make any money. There's somebody writing a comment in our Facebook group as we speak, so I'm going to wait to see if that pops with another question. But if it doesn't, then we will close out the show.
Sorry, a fight's breaking out on your Facebook group right now.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. Oh, my Lanta. Oh, my word. Oh, things are... There's fighting words. Folks, you are missing out if you're not part of the Facebook group. That's facebook.com/groups/... Nintendo dual screens. Things are getting heated in there.
No. It's facebook.com/groups/PGNDS.
Oh, okay. It's /PGNDS. See, for literally months, I've been saying the wrong thing. So that's probably why we're stalling at 71 members.
Well, I just added two more today.
PGNDS. That's what it is? PGNDS?
Yes.
All right. So, all right. Listen, people. I'm going to say this again. I've said it several episodes. If we could get to 100 members by the end of the year, 100 members that stick, like, I don't want to just add a bunch of people and then they're like, what is this? 100 members. If we get 100 real members by the end of the year, we're going to do a Facebook group exclusive podcast. We're going to do a live thing right to these creepy cameras, and we're going to look at you right in the eyes, and we're going to serenade you with our voices, and we're going to make beautiful, beautiful podcasting right in your ears. Proven Gamer is hiring, Tricky, as you know, because you're the one that does the hiring. We're looking for editors, podcasters, video content creators, and much, much more. Any way that you feel like you could help out the website, please go to provengamer.com, click on the Help Wanted tab, fill out an application, and we will get back to you ASAP. That's what will happen. Remember, there are other podcasts that Proven Gamer does produce. We have the Smart Marks professional wrestling podcast. We have Trophy Whores, which is our flagship show. That's a PlayStation podcast. We have Game Stuff, which is a really... I honestly think they're on a roll. I think they're putting out really good content lately. They're a game. They're just a general gaming discussion. They don't necessarily talk about the news that's you know happening right now, but they talk about the industry in general. It's a really nice show. We also have PG Spoilers, which every once in a while, when we get into a spirited debate, we'll get a bunch of people into a Skype chat and we will yell at each other for your amusement. If you want to do your own PG Spoilers, you can do that as well. Sync up the show, send us your audio files, we'll edit it, and we'll put it on the podcast network for you. You could find our podcasts on pretty much anywhere where you could find podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and Smart Marks and Trophy Whores are streaming on iHeartRadio. Please, as I said earlier at the top of the show, please rate our shows, subscribe to them, leave reviews. It does help the show get notoriety. You could follow Dual Screens on Twitter at NDS Podcast. That's at NDS Podcast. You could follow us. Our Proven Gamer is at Proven Gamer. Tricky is at Tricky Mick. I am at BatChild27. And Andy, who is dying of dysentery, is at Pants Guy. Is there anything else, Tricky? Would you like to say anything to our beautiful listeners?
No, I don't want to say anything to the listeners other than thank you very much for listening. I just want to give a special message out to Mr. Frosty, who is giving me hell right now on the Facebook group.
Oh, he's strutting. He's strutting.
And since I have the microphone in front of my face right now, I have the more power, and he just doesn't realize it yet. Mr. Frosty, you're not on a video game podcast. You're on a Poop Report podcast. In order to be a video game cast, you actually have to talk about video games.
Look at this. Oh, my word. You're using Nintendo Dual Screens as your platform to fight people. This is great. Anyway, that's going to be it for us. As always, thank you, Zazu Pits of Sourno Productions, for our theme song, 8-Bit Attack. I'm going to try and get that on like Bandcamp or something for you guys to download. It's a really cool little ditty. Visit Sourno Productions if you want to see any of their other stuff. Thank you, Dan Colonna, for our logo. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, please be excellent to each other.
Happy trophy hunting.